Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Thank you, Greg. Blimey. It's Thursday already, and this is Scott on Radio 1. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is, did you steal that scarf from an aeroplane? Because it's got lots of planes on it, and it looks like one of those ones that you get in posh class on a plane that keeps you warm on your legs.
I actually bought this in the sales in January, thanks. It's freezing.
No, I said that. It's really expensive, isn't it? You spent quite a lot of money on that, and I've just been really rude about it.
Yeah, sorry. Pretty much.
But it is just a scarf full of aeroplanes.
Yeah, thanks for that. Anyway, back to you. What were you doing watching? Is it the best thing you could find on in your hotel room last night? You were in a hotel last night, yes?
I stayed in a random hotel, yeah.
Okay.
Today, yeah.
And the best thing you could find was when Piers met Sir Cliff out of all the TV channels.
My night in a hotel was that good.
I was checking your Twitter. Well, I had to make do with fat families on Sky One. There was nothing on last night. Nothing on at all. Why were you in a hotel, please?
Because my boyfriend had it for work, and I'm really excited about hotels, and he wasn't going to get there till late, so I thought I'd make the most of the facilities.
You're the kind of girlfriend that actually, if your boyfriend has work and therefore stays in a hotel, you will just tag along because you like the hotel experience.
No! Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant to kind of look out for, like, make sure he wasn't up to no good.
No, I didn't mean that at all. You just like the whole hotel thing. You like the free shortbread, you like the tea and coffee making facilities.
No free biscuits in this one.
Oh, really?
It was bargain basement.
And Freeview as well.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play a bit of Glee and Don't Stop Believing next on Radio 1. And we have two guests coming in at 4:30 this afternoon. I'm not going to say who they are at the moment.
I'm so excited.
You are, aren't you?
I am so excited.
You've got to guess who they are, and they are brothers is my only clue that I'm giving at the moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lots of guesses coming in about who the brothers could be that are our guests after 4:30. It's not Noel and Liam Gallagher. Are they talking at the moment? I'm not sure they are. But it's not them anyway. It's not Phil and Grant Mitchell. And I hate to break it to you, but they're not actually brothers in real life anyway. It's not Stephen Baldwin off of Big Brother and one of the other Baldwins. None of them. It's not Prince William and Prince Harry. However, if they are listening and they'd like to be future guests, feel free to get in touch. But it's not them, and it's not the Jonas Brothers. There's three of them, and I said two. After 4:30 on this show, Jedward.
Radio 1 Podcast.
At the moment, John and Edward have arrived early. One of them, I don't know which one it was, came in and went, "Hello, we're early. You've got cards in reception." I was like, what, the DJ cards? Yeah, they're on show in reception with all the DJs on. Yes. I'm early. I'll be out here. And then just went back into the live lounge again. Now Westwood has nabbed them, and they are live on One Extra right now. Oh, my God. John and Edward, look at that hair. Amazing. You think they just do that for the TV, but it's like that all the time. Mm. You like what?
I was going to say, I like the way they're wearing their headphones so it doesn't squash any of the hair.
Well, you would if you had that hair.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Dear Scott, coming up a bit later with the Posh Radio 4 lady. This is where you get to have your say and just tell us stuff and ask us questions. Send us an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The PR4L will read them out like she does every Thursday. Just a couple to start you off today.
Dear Scott, Becky and Co. I know how much Becky loves Alex James off of Blur, and I share the love. Anyway, my friend's brother is getting married in the summer, and Alex James will be there. She's asked me to be her plus one, but I'm doing Camp America and can't go. Gutted. Just thought this information might be interesting to you. Love you, Kelly, off of Sheffield, XX.
Right, you've got to crash that wedding.
I thought she was going to invite me, but actually she was just like, no, I can't.
Just thought you'd like to know. Bye.
That would be amazing.
You need to get an invite for that. Could you please write to us back and let us know if Becky could come? She'll come on her own. She doesn't need a plus one. So just one space at the wedding, just so she can meet her favourite. Is he still your favourite?
Yeah, he is.
Alex James.
Do you know what? I got invited to a barbecue with him in Oxford the other week, but the one that doesn't speak said I couldn't have the day off because I had work to do. It was on a weekday.
How did you get to be in this, potentially in the same place as Alex James at a barbecue?
It was some PR event, but he was cooking barbecue and I could have gone. So it'd have been me and Alex James.
Well, you got to ask yourself the question though, Alex or this show? What's more important to you? Do you
Alex,
know what I'm saying?
Of this show.
That's right. Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, don't want to be rude, so I will say hi to the others, but please note that this is for Scott and Scott alone. Scott, you owe me £20, and this is why. For a couple of weeks now, you have been bigging up Glee, which I must say that I love, and so I was inspired to download Don't Stop Believing, which has been on repeat ever since. But because I downloaded it just before payday, my account went overdrawn by 79p, and now my bank is charging me £20. So I paid £20.79p for a Glee song, The Shame. So if you could please just send me £20, we'll call it quits. Love you, Bianca.
Bianca, that's not technically my fault, though, is it?
It is, because if you'd waited a couple of days, this would never have happened. But you said it just before payday, which meant it got her into debt.
Right. Well, I can't send you £20 because once you send one person £20, then other people email in and they come up with other reasons why you owe them money. This has happened before and I don't want it to happen again. So, be off with you. Enjoy your song Don't Stop Believing by Glee. And I'm sorry, but I can't send you £20.
But it would be the first time you could use your left-handed chequebook.
That's true.
Doesn't that tempt you
no,
a little bit?
No, it doesn't. Sorry, Bianca. Anything else you want to know that doesn't involve cash? Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott with John and Edward. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott, what's up?
Okay.
What have you done?
I'm only joking.
Hi.
I love that song.
So Scott, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, really good.
You got a cool. You got a green T-shirt for Ireland. Cool job.
That's not what I thought when I got dressed this
morning. I can't believe we're on Radio 1 right now. Like, our single's out. It's Under Pressure, Ice Ice Baby. It's so weird. Like, we're in the studio.
Yeah, welcome to the studio. You are so early. Like, you got here before our show started.
I know, because, like, we were so excited because we didn't want to be late, because I remember we were late before and then they had to play an extra song and then we were, like, really felt really bad. So now we're, like, early, ready to go.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem. So, guys, how's everyone? It's now been revealed. It's John Eddard here. Sorry, guys. It's not like those are... Does anyone know if that's John talking? It's John. Yeah,
did
because
they,
I was, oh, what?
Sorry, did you think you were doing your own show or just guests?
I think they thought that they were doing their own show.
No, we thought we were just like talking to Scott.
Oh, okay.
Now, Scott, where are you gone?
Have we got those toys?
Scott, you ready?
Are they upstairs?
Oh, those toys, yes. I think they're upstairs.
Okay, we'll go and get them in a minute. Now, what we're going to do, because you do talk over each other all the time.
Okay, I won't talk at all.
Okay, we do have some soft toys. Now, I'd like you to talk, but we got some soft toys. And if you do start talking over each other at any point, it gets very confusing.
Yeah.
So we're just going to throw those at your head.
Okay.
Is that okay?
We won't talk over each other then. This is going to be the very first interview. Are they going to be soft toys or hard toys?
You're doing it now.
Stop throwing dogs at me.
They'll only be soft toys.
Okay.
Now, can I just ask, are you like this all the time?
No. I think we are.
Right.
I don't know.
Done again.
You answer. It goes me.
Okay, Edward's going to answer the question, John. Don't say anything, okay? Okay, I don't think we are, but, like, it's sometimes weird because, like, we're usually, like, really focused and sometimes we're tired because we had loads of shows. And then when we go on stage, we're just, like, in stage mode and you're, like, in the spotlight and then you just kind of get focused.
And all our fans text us on Plant Jedward on Twitter.
Good.
Okay.
Do you ever get annoyed with each other?
Do you ever get angry?
I think, Mina, we never get angry at each other. We just kind of say, for example, he's not doing the right thing. I'm like, Edder, come on, do the right thing. Like, we have to get up in, like, 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, Edder, can you wake up? We have to go now.
Yeah, because sometimes I don't wake up.
Right. And do you have, like, what's the biggest argument you've ever had?
The biggest argument? We don't argue. I think
that's not true. Come on.
But see, if I argue with John and John was left with a scar, then I have to look at that scar for the rest of my life. Then we couldn't be twins. And then I could add on to all my other scars that I have, like a scar on my nose, my scar on my forehead, and that means I'd have more scars. Yeah.
Wow, this is
I have a scar as well because I was originally, like, feeding my dogs and the can cut me. You know it's supposed to be a safe can and you cut it and it actually cut him.
So you got a scar from an incident with a dog, but it was actually from a tin opener?
No, I was feeding my dog Lucky, and he wasn't Lucky because he died a year later. Okay. But anyway, he opened the safety can, and he opened it. It's supposed to be a safety can. I don't know, it cut Edward, and he had to go to hospital.
Next question. Let's move forward.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, for that. If there's kids in the background, it was okay. Dogs are cool.
I want to know, it's an obvious question, but I would like to know what exactly you put on your hair, because that is some serious product.
It's kind of crazy because at the moment we used to put like loads of gel in our hair and everything. At the moment, like there's like
it doesn't look like gel though.
We use like hairspray and a hair dryer or whatever, and our hair is like a basketball. It bounces up and down. So every time someone goes, "Can I touch your hair?" and they're like, "Whoa, it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be." So it's like it's my hair. Okay.
Okay. Good.
But here they got the teddy.
The soft toys are here now, just in case.
You're just chewing at me.
Just one at a time, okay? Because you do talk over each other a lot. Now, we're going to play our game... Don't throw them back! We're going to play our game very soon, which we play with...
weren't expecting that.
...all of our guests, and it's called Egg Box of Truth.
Okay, let's do it.
Basically, there's an egg box over here.
Do you throw eggs at each other?
Oh, my God, there's actually an egg box.
And what happens... We do this with all our guests.
Okay.
Every time they've done an interview, the egg box comes out. You pick an egg, you read the question which is written on the egg, answer the question, and then just smash the egg on your forehead.
Okay.
Okay? It's quite simple. Obviously, some eggs are better than others. Some will be boiled.
We do it. Is there... Oh, my God. Oh, that's going to be like one of those kind of weird games.
Okay. So, are we... It is a game. That's right. I did say that.
Okay, pass the egg.
We're doing it now. Yeah, they need their aprons on.
Okay, let's play the song, right?
I've made you special
We're actually
aprons.
Smashing an egg in our face right now.
Not in your
what
face.
What if you get cut? What if you get injured?
Just on the head there. Just there on
it's
the
okay,
head.
It's okay, guys. We're ready to do this. We're ready because remember for our 18th birthday, a picture came out of me and I smashing cake in each other's faces. We full on smashed it in each other's faces and the cake actually went inside my ear.
That won't happen with this, John. It'll be fine.
Okay, no, it won't happen.
Right now, guys, I'm putting my apron on to protect me from hurting myself.
Don't worry, fans of John and Edward. They won't be harmed. And
guys,
also,
I'm okay.
Their hair will not be in any way messed up by this game.
Okay.
Can you put the other one on?
And guys, okay, our single comes out the 15th of February. That's next Monday.
That's
and it comes
great.
As a double-sided poster.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Edward and Under Pressure, Ice Ice Baby. I've worked out what the best thing to do here is here, guys.
Ice Baby.
You like? Why don't you ask me questions?
Okay, guys,
we're gonna ask questions. Okay.
We want to ask you, like, who's the most famous person you met here or interviewed?
Like, who sat in the seat that we sat in that we can go, oh God, we sat in the same seat as them?
Beyonce.
Really?
Oh my God.
Wait, was it my seat or John's seat?
Mariah Carey sat in your seat.
Yeah, it was your seat.
Okay.
Who else? Who else have
Film
we had?
Film stars.
Yeah, Matt Damon. Quite recently.
Whoa.
You don't care about that.
Baby, I can see a halo.
Anyway, yeah. It's time to play Egg Box of Truth now with John and Edward. There's a slight problem.
Can I just say, they've managed to get out of it because they're about to do a gig and they've got makeup on. So have I, by the way. And they've done their hair, so have I. Yep. Apparently they're not allowed to smash eggs on their face.
It was
so
our plan. Becky, so I think we should smash it on the wall or something because like,
no,
it's not
don't
nice.
Do that, please.
So, I'm going to get egged again.
So it's still Egg Box
Who
of Truth.
Who egged you?
Me. I've done it all myself before. Don't feel sorry for me. They just keep making me egg myself.
It's still our game, which is called...
Egg Box of Truth.
So, John Edward, you pick a egg out of the Egg Box of Truth. You answer the question truthfully, and then it's going to make them smash on your head, but we're not
so
allowed.
So if we answer it truthfully, then she won't have to get smashed in the face.
Just answer the question
no,
truthfully.
No, I think the egg just...
Where are the eggs?
Egg Box of Truth.
Right here. Okay. Pick your first egg, please. Answer the question, and then
I'll
it's
hold
in
them.
Becky's
okay.
face.
Becky, you hold the eggs, okay? First question. Picking up the eggs. I'll pick one. Okay, first question. Who would you not like to be romantically linked with in the press?
No, that, you have to...
You answer
oh, we
the question.
Answered. Who are not like to...
Who would you most hate to be romantically linked with in the press?
In the press?
Yeah, in the papers. If they said, John and Edward, one of them is seeing this person, who would you think, like, oh, God?
Is there anyone? One that's old, you know, like, old people.
Like, give me a celebrity.
I don't know who they are. You know, people in, like, Carnation Street or Emmerdale or, you know, those type of old actors.
Right, so, Deirdre from Coronation Street.
Dot Cotton?
Dot, no. Oh, wait, I wouldn't like romantically linked to her. She's a real good actor.
Right, but you wouldn't want to be romantically linked to her. Is that your answer?
What's the answer?
Pat Butcher?
Okay, we don't watch the programme. I don't know who they are.
Okay, look, just do the egg in the face, please.
Well, I do it.
Egg.
I don't want to hurt her.
Go.
Yay!
Yes!
Hard-boiled!
Okay, next question. Let's hopefully...
smells.
Let's hope it's answered right, better than the last one.
Okay, guys. Strangest rumour you have heard about yourself.
Could you eat these?
What strange rumour, John? I think the strangest rumour about me and John was that someone said, are they actually twins? And then we were like, yeah, we are.
Okay, good. Egg, please.
I can stop.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. My God.
Oh, my God. Ed had a suit on. And I just smashed a raw egg, and that's all over his suit.
What the hell?
Can
I just say the BBC wasn't responsible for that because I was prepared to take the egg. However, these John two got involved in his head. And he's just smashed it all over his suit.
You've got to do a gig in that suit.
Oh, my God. Let's
okay,
clean
good.
It up.
Next question, please. Next egg. Pick an egg.
Okay.
God. Okay. You're in a penthouse of a posh hotel on your own. What happens next? Well, you walk outside to get your private helicopter to go to your show.
All right, you don't... Go on, do the egg.
Do the egg.
Oh, Megan. This is all being filmed for Radio 1 Online. Sorry, Becky.
That's so mean.
You're supposed to say, I throw a TV out of a window next, or something like rock stars do.
Okay, next egg. Okay, let's do this quickly. What was the last bad idea you had? Bad idea.
To throw an egg on his suit.
To smash an egg in my hand. That was the last bad idea. And then smash an egg. Now we're going to go for her face. You ready? Here we go again.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, Becky. Oh, okay.
Best film ever made.
Best film ever made.
I think Avatar, because Avatar is actually a pretty, pretty cool movie, and you actually feel like you're in a different world, like looking at it. When was the last time you chatted up a girl, and what did you say? What did I say? Basically, I was having a chat with a girl about like how pathetic chat up lines are, because we never try to chat up girls ever, because it's not cool. Okay, smashing the egg.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Becky.
This is disgusting. This is crazy. Like, you know, it's actually real egg.
Becky, this is not.
Yes, that's
it. It's real egg. That's right.
And there's plastic on the ground.
Next question. Same question again.
Be any left.
Best ever film made. I'm answering it again. They're all broken.
Becky, this was not how you expected work to turn out today. I'm so sorry. She's got egg in her hair, egg on her face.
She doesn't need a shower. She's already washed her
eyes.
Ask people, who smashed eggs in your face? Just go Jedward.
Brilliant. Well, that's made it all better.
That'll make up for everything. John and Edward, thank you so much for the most random half hour of radio I've done for quite some time.
No, it wasn't.
But thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Have a good gig tonight with egg on your suit.
Okay, thanks, guys. Let's go clean it now.
Yeah, we'll get you some.
It's actually full on over a suit. Like,
we'll get you some
disgusting
wet wipes. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now,
oh, what's occurring?
All right, Patrick.
Yeah, Scott.
How's it going? Right.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Was today any more interesting than yesterday?
Not particularly. Just hanging out in the common room with my best mates, Paddy, James and Niamh. Can I just say a quick message to Niamh? I've held up my end of the bargain, so you've got to hold up yours now.
Right. Is this Niamh that emailed us saying that you were in a band and we should check out your video online?
It might well have been. Not that I've ever been in a band as such, but...
Were you rapping, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
And what is Niamh's end of the bargain?
I couldn't possibly go into that at this time of the day, sorry.
Okay.
I must say, I'm excited about that Rage news, even though I've got no idea what it is.
Yeah, are you a fan?
Yeah, big.
Did you hear John and Edward earlier?
I didn't, know. I only got back like 5-10 minutes ago, so...
Wow, I urge you to listen again.
I will do. Not just to hear my voice on the radio in an egotistical way, but, you know, for many other reasons as well.
Yeah.
John and Edward being one of them.
Are you a fan of John and Edward?
Oh, yeah. Well, more a fan of Jedward, to be honest, when they're together.
Which
individually,
one's your favourite?
John.
You don't even know.
See, I prefer Edward.
I really, yeah. No.
Yeah, they were, They were. So, listen again when you can. Okay, it's time to play today's game.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Patrick.
Yes, Scott.
You know Bianca Gascoigne?
If she's anything to do with Paul Gascoigne, then I might have a clue, but I don't know off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, she is his actual daughter.
Oh, right.
She's been on a few reality shows and stuff, and she's got a new TV show on... Well, guess what channel it's on, Becky?
ITV2.
Nope. Patrick?
ITV3?
Nope.
Dave?
Not Dave.
Living?
Not Living. It's on Wedding TV. Hello?
right.
Yeah. Now, wedding TV, I do always... I often flick past it, but there's never anything on that I particularly want to watch, but this does sound good.
I only get Wedding TV Asia on my Freeview.
Yeah, there is an Asia version.
Is there? I don't get normal Wedding TV. I don't know why.
Well, there's a show on tonight. It's the last one, actually, called Celebrity Stags and Hens. It sounds good. What happens is Bianca, who's a bit of a party girl, she organises a stag night in Latvia. Got to see this. Because she likes a party. I think she'd be an ideal kind of party planner. Have you ever been on a hen or stag night? I never have.
I have been on a few hen nights, yeah.
What happens? Do people wear, like, funny things on their heads, L plates, all that?
Yeah, and, like, little bopper things and kind of, yeah, all that sort of stuff.
And do shots.
I'm not a big fan, to be honest.
Why?
Just because I don't really like hanging out with loads of girls. Because after a while it's like, and it kind of annoys me a bit.
Oh.
I'd like to go on a hen night with a load of men. But that's kind of a bit... If I had a hen do, I'd probably only have, like, two female friends and the rest would be men, so they're not
going to
do, like...
Well, you just want to go on a stag, then, don't you?
No, I want to have a hen do and with lots of men.
Well, that doesn't happen.
Well, are you not allowed to just invite your friends? Because I've got mostly men friends, so... And my boyfriend's stag do would be mostly girls, so...
Right. Anyway, Patrick, over to you. Have you ever been on a stag do?
No, I haven't, no.
See, we're missing out, aren't we?
Yeah,
you
we
can
are,
come
yeah.
on mine if you want.
Yeah,
I'm not getting married. I'm not getting married.
So what? It's just the night on the lash, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah?
My question. We asked Bianca Gascoigne, queen of party planning and stag and hen guru.
Oh!
We gave her 30 seconds to name as many fun things to do on a hen night as you possibly can. In 30 seconds, how many could Bianca name? Fun things to do on a hen night, Patrick.
I'll go with 12.
Becky.
15.
Okay, let's find out.
Ow.
Here's Bianca Gascoigne talking hen nights. Bianca Gascoigne, please name as many fun things to do on a hen do as you can. Go.
Drinking, snogging, just laughing, joking, playing games, stripping, I don't know what else. Fancy dress, dancing, just being town terrors, and that's about it, really.
I counted 8 there, but I've never been a town terror.
I really want to be one, though. What do you have to do?
Don't know. Just Patrick, have you ever been a town terror?
Not that I know of, but no. Quite possibly.
Yeah. Anyway, there were 8 things that she could name that you could do on a hen do, which means that Patrick is, once again, closest. He's unbeaten so far.
Oh! What's a kitty?
Stripping was one of them. Have you ever done that on a hen do?
No. No.
No. Next one. You know Davina McCall? Well, on interviews, sometimes... No, that wasn't... You know Davina McCall? Sometimes, no. She says, listen, a lot during her interviews, particularly on Celebrity Big Brother. A few of our listeners have pointed this out on emails. Thank you very much. Always very grateful for Oh What's Occurring ideas. Here's today's question. During the last 3 interviews on Celebrity Big Brother, how many times did Davina McCall say, listen, Becky?
22.
Patrick?
40.
40. Only one way to find out, isn't it?
Ow!
Listen, here's Davina McCall.
You were so close.
Yeah,
runner up. Listen, did you ever think?
Vinny or Alex, first and second.
So listen, and listen, you, listen.
I was ready for a punishment.
We forgave you that. Forgave you that. Listen, Dane, listen, you told them last night, didn't you? So listen, Dane, if you want to go and join your housemates.
Thank you.
Now listen, you've been on a massive journey in that house. Now listen, you went into the house. So listen, You went to a lot of trouble not to mention her name. It was a bit like Voldemort.
I find it very interesting.
Brilliant. Now listen.
I was having my own fun.
And listen, you didn't receive. But anyway, listen, let's talk about Dane.
The truth hurts sometimes.
So listen, when Cisco, joking apart...
A lot of people were selfish, and especially around the fridge.
Now, listen, do you think you were ever bossy, potentially, in the kitchen a little bit? Now, listen, let's just discuss Alex, because you and Alex had some...
Whatever Dane gets, he fully deserves.
He deserves. Listen, what have you learned? So, listen, why do you think he beat you? How come...
I just can't wait to get home now.
I bet you are. Listen... Listen.
That's a lot of listens in there. 42. Patrick, yes.
Oh. What's the kitty?
I'd never noticed that about Davina before, and haven't usually said listen so much.
Now they pointed it out as one of those things that you'll always hear. Alex in the text is very disappointed you've never been on a stag do, and has invited you on his in April.
Yeah, I don't know why I've never been invited, to be honest. But cheers, Alex. What, Patrick?
Does that invite extend to me as well? Because as we said, I've never been on one either.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. We could all go. Make a night of it.
Oh, my God. That's why you've never been invited.
Right, next one. You know Bianca Gascoigne?
Her again?
Yeah, she's the queen of stag and hen do's, as you'll see tonight if you watch wedding TV.
I love it that it's a Bianca Gascoigne special.
It's a mini one, yeah.
Oh.
Well, this time, we gave her 30 seconds again. Last time we said, name as many fun things to do on a hen night as you can in 30 seconds. Do you think that she's up on her, like, general politics? Do you think she reads the news a lot, Bianca Gascoigne? What do you think, Patrick?
Probably not that much, to be
okay.
honest.
Okay. Well, we
she's
gave...
Party.
Yeah, she's always at pies. We gave Bianca 30 seconds to name as many world leaders as she could.
Oh, that's not fair.
Why is it not fair? Just how many do you think she got?
Two? No, I'm being unfair. Three.
Patrick.
I'll go four.
Four.
Yeah.
Four world leaders, you think? Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's organiser of parties, Bianca Gascoigne, naming some world leaders. Hi again, Bianca.
Hello.
Please could you name as many world leaders as you can? Go!
Obama, Bush, Blair, Margaret Thatcher, other countries. I'm really rubbish at politics and knowing leaders, honestly. That's hard.
4 world leaders named there in 30 seconds by Bianca Gascoigne. So that is a clean sweep again for Patrick on Oh What's Occurring.
Brilliant.
Right. I thought, yeah, she did all right there. She's got Obama, she's got Blair, Bush, Margaret Thatcher.
Going back to this celebrity stag do's thing, put some Pete and Reddings text in saying you went on Comedy Dave's first stag do, didn't you?
Oh, actually I did. But that wasn't a proper stag do.
Why not? Just because it's split up doesn't mean to say you cancel the stag do out. You still went on it. Do you not like to talk about it because you weren't invited to the second one?
No, I was invited but I didn't go. Oh. I said I'd go to the next one.
Scott! Oh, lovely Jane. You can't say that.
Anyway, Patrick, I'm so sorry about this. Will you come back on Monday?
If I must, yeah.
No, like, honestly, well, you can...
Where are you gigging over the weekend, Patrick?
You can quit now if
gigging
you want.
Gigging over the weekend.
Yeah, have you got dates and stuff people can catch you live?
Well, yeah, tour dates should be on that link that you've been sent, even though I've got no idea what it's a link to. But, yeah, there's too many to list off the top of my head now, so, you know.
Do you want to come back on Monday? You don't have to.
tell you what, Scott, I'll come back on Monday if you actually get this picture up on the site, because I've been getting grief off everyone.
It is there.
Yeah, but no one can find it. It's that, like,
unfortunately, we've got a new website, and
that's the way it goes. That's the problem with it. You can't find anything on it.
If you go to Monday's show, listen again, you're there, smiling, looking very happy, but don't ask me how you get to that bit.
But, like, just see it as a challenge. Try and find it over the weekend if you can. Have a look for a picture of Patrick. All right, I'll speak to you on Monday. Thank you.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Podcast. And it's time for Dear Scott, where you send us stuff on email and the Posh Radio 4 lady reads it out. Whatever you want, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That'll be my email.
Hello, Scott Mills. My name is Alexandra. I'm a German woman, and I live in Italy. You are a good friend from David Hasselhoff. Can you help me, please? I'm desperate.
Oh, God, it's a Hoff fan. Okay.
I have much right German TV station, but they can't help me, or they want not help me. I look for the private address from David Hasselhoff because I have not found it in the internet. Can you help me to find the address from David Hasselhoff? Because I want to write a personal, brackets, confidential, letter to there.
OK, so she's written to some German TV stations. They don't want to know. So now is contacting me, hoping that I will give out the Hoff's email address and mobile number on air, or maybe to her personally.
Please, please, please. Can you help me, please? Please, can you speak with David for the private address? Please? The letter for David is finished. I have the letter for David here by me. Please help me. I'm desperate. Excuse me. My language, English, is not so good. Sorry. Yours faithfully, Alexandra.
Well, Alexandra, I can't give you David Hasselhoff's phone number or address. I don't think that he would like that. But what you can do is send the confidential letter to me here at Radio 1, and I will make sure that he gets it.
I like the way she thought she was going to find it on the internet, his actual address and postcode.
I think you can see pictures of his house on there, but I don't think they give the address out.
What do you think is in this confidential letter?
Probably saying how much they love him and stuff.
Just the usual.
They love it, Germany. They love the Hoff still. So, send it to me and I'll pass it on. Next.
Dear Scott, subject: boys on holiday with girls.
Okay, yes, we were talking about this the other day.
Earlier you said this week, and I quote, "What boy goes on holiday with a girl and doesn't have it off?" So, what are you trying to tell us about when you went on holiday with Laura to Thailand and you listened to Jack Johnson together a few years ago? Regards, Stuart.
Yeah, we had it off. There we are. Like I said. So, I'll clear that one up. Next.
Hi, Scott. I'm from Poole Grammar School in South England, and we are doing an assembly on you.
Hey? Oh, my God.
Oh, that'll be a short one.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you would tell us your hopes and fears for the coming decade, as this is the theme for that week. A reply would be much obliged, and I would just like to add, your show is brilliant. Smiley. Steve.
Oh, thanks very much, Steve. I'm going to have to have at least 2 minutes of You, Me at Six to think about that. That's a deep question for me right there. Hopes and fears for the future. Okay, leave it with me. Send me an email if you want to be on Dear Scott.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Well, I'm still trying to think of my hopes and fears for the future for Steve's school assembly. This is quite a hard one.
I've got some suggestions if you want them.
Okay, well, I'd like to say world peace, and I'd like to travel and meet people.
Well, so everyone says those, don't they?
Okay.
Win a Brit Award? You could get a lifetime achievement.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'd like that, yeah. I haven't made any music, though.
That doesn't matter.
Actually, yes, I have. This. Egg Box of Truth. It's the Egg Box of Truth jingle. I made that. Yeah, all right, go on, next.
Interview Jedward every week?
God, no.
Get the rom-com made, finally.
Yes. And that is one of my hopes.
And then you can win an Oscar for the rom-com.
Yes.
Have it off with Laura again?
No.
No?
That's one of my fears.
And the most important one is get me a date with Ed Westwick.
Do you fancy him?
Yeah. Do you know who he is?
Off of Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't think...
Well, I didn't.
You've
and
never
now
told.
I do.
Oh, right, because you just suddenly got into it.
Yeah.
And now you're addicted and watch
no,
it.
No, season
all
one,
the time.
I didn't like him, and then the one that doesn't speak was like, OMG, by season two, you'll have properly fallen.
Well, now he fancies Ed Westwick as well.
Yeah, he does. And the other day, he caught me looking him up on Wikipedia, and I was meant to be doing something for the show.
Anyway, there we are, Steve. Take that to your school assembly. There's my hopes and fears.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this, please?
It's Olivia.
Where are you tonight, Olivia?
I'm in the Wirral.
What's going on in your life?
Well, I've just got a message for Becky.
Okay, good.
Basically, she can't have Ed Westwick because, A, he's already going out with Jessica's, I don't know what her second name is, it's like Thor or something, and she plays Vanessa on the show. And also, I'm next in line, so she can get in the queue.
Yeah, you get in the queue, Becky.
Well, I've just seen a picture of them together and they don't look very happy.
Oh, that's because they're walking through... I hate it when you get those things in magazines. It's like
they look strained.
The couple look strained and unhappy. They're walking through a whole load of paparazzi. They're not... They're going to look strained. I'm sure they're very happy together. What do you think, Olivia?
I think he'd be happier with me.
I think he'd be happier with me.
All no, right, okay. He wouldn't.
Fight. Okay, right, so it's Jessica, then it's you, Olivia, in the line, and then it's Becky, all right?
Yeah, I'll ring Becky If I get bored, I'll ring Becky.
Yeah, right. Cool. Nice one. Love you.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.